Yeah, I'd like to talk a little bit about a dichotomy that exists in the Inyan of Bitochon. Two almost contradictory concepts, which if we sort out L'Choira, understanding them will help us to scale greater heights in the Midas HaBitochon. And the truth of the matter is, there's a dogma for this in simple Yiras Hashem, because the Pasuk says, Ki imcha aslicho l'man tivorei. We say it, and that's Kapitel Kuf Lamed. With you, Hashem, is forgiveness in order that you be feared. And the Ramban seems to be concerned with the issue. The Ramban is at the beginning of Dvorim. And he said, if I know how forgiving Hashem is, so then I'm less fearful. Because you're forgiving, now I'm going to be fearful? Like, what's going on with you? So it seems the pshat that he says is that if I didn't know that Hashem was forgiving, I'd be too afraid to be afraid. I'd be so overwhelmed with fear that I would just be paralyzed. I would run. I would hide. I would break down. I can't even imagine fearing because I'm so overwhelmed with fear. But once I know that you're forgiving, then it's easier to muster the necessary fear because it's true. I'm afraid, but look who I'm afraid of, the one who's so forgiving. So there's a fear that can paralyze, and there's a fear that can energize. If I know that Hashem is forgiving, then that fear can motivate me to get closer. If I didn't know Hashem was forgiving, and it was all the negativity, which I dare say, unfortunately, so many people today think that that's what it is. I hear this time and again, and it's so painful to hear, both children and adults. But if I feel this fear, and I don't realize how forgiving, how loving, how kind, how caring, how dedicated Hashem is, how passionate Hashem is towards us, Kavi Yochel, then the fear becomes so overwhelming. I give up. And agav, that's a lot of people go off because of that. Because they're overwhelmed with this fear, so they have to ignore it and deny it and just pretend it doesn't exist. And you know, that's the problem. Okay.
Are you suggesting that Yiras HaOnes should not be discussed to kids today?
I'm not getting into that right now, but I would say pretty much so. Yes. Yes, I would say it's very, very detrimental for many, 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 if not most kids. We have so much positive motivation. You see, Yira only works in the context of a loving relationship. Let me ask you this. Let's just take a push to think. A parent raises a child with fear, with toughness, with punishment, with this. It doesn't succeed. The only time it succeeds is if the kid pre-establishes how much the love the parent has for them. And if the kid knows that, then he looks at all of this in the context of love. A loving person does punish you when you do something wrong because you have to learn a lesson. Just like a kid runs across the street, a loving parent will give him a slap in the face, a three-year-old kid, because he has to know that you can't run across the street when the cars are coming or even when they're not coming. So that's what I think. But anyway, let's leave that for now. By bitochon, you have the same type of a dichotomy, and let me explain. On the one hand, there's a pasuk in Tehillim that the Rabbeinu Yonah at the end of the first parak in Brochos brings, where he talks about why we bow down, Baruch Atah, and we straighten up and we say the name of Hashem. And he said, we bow down as a sign of fear. I'm standing in front of Hashem, and I'm afraid. Maybe I'm not going to be able to be privileged to get all the things that I want. And then I stand up, Hashem Zoif Kef Kefufim, I focus on the Chesed Hashem, and that gives me Bitochon. And he quotes the Posuk, Beyiras Hashem Mivtach Oiz. In, emanating from the fear of Hashem, comes the strength of Bitochon. Because this fear of Hashem is such that it, I have no place to turn. I'm so overwhelmed with fear that I must rely on Hashem. There's no one else to go. Much as if, and we've quoted this here many times, the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos and Rosh Hashanah, where it talks about the Mishnah, or why we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, because on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, because he says the days of year of Afachad, umivrach umonoselov. The days of such fear, these days of awe, that we want to run away, and where do we run? Into Hashem's embrace. Because when I'm so overwhelmed with this fear, I got no place to go, I run right like the little kid. The father's going to punish him, but the little kid has no place to go. He runs into the father's arms. You know, it's just like, there's no place else to, it's the place of my fear, it's the place of my security. So that type of an idea. So on the one hand, b'yiras Hashem miftachois, fear catapults a person into a state of trusting in Hashem out of fear, because there is nothing else. Mitzad sheni, there's another concept. And this concept is a very interesting concept. There's a ksavia that they found from Reb Avrom. It says in the front, Reb Avrom ben Chaim ben Ramuch. And it says that he was in the one of the Chachmei Sfar, in the Tkufa of the Baal HaIkrim, in the Tkufa of the Rishonim. So who exactly he was, I don't know, but it sounds like he was a choshev person. And he's explaining the Kapitel Chof Hei in Tilim, where David HaMelech says, Elikai, my God, b'chobo tachti alei v'isho. I put my trust in you, don't let me be embarrassed. In other words, if I'm trusting you and you don't deliver, it'll be very embarrassing to me. And then he says, Gam kol kevecha lo yevoishu. All those have put their hope. And he changes from Loshen of Boitchim to kevecha, to hope. Trusting, to hope. All those who hope should not be embarrassed. So he is concerned about what's going on over here, the two different levels. Gam kol kevecha lo yevoishu. So he says as follows. Bo l'rabbeis v'loimar. She'ein sorech loimar. He says, this comes, kol kevecha comes to teach me as follows. Not only habuitchem b'choshein b'tachlis hashleimus loyevoshu misivrom, not only those that fully trust in you completely without any hesitation, without any doubt, completely and totally trust in you, will they not be embarrassed, that their trust will not be frustrated? Not only that. El afilo oisam she'einom masigim lohochin libom livtoach b'cho b'tochen sholem. Says even those who can't reach that level, they can't bring themselves to be 100% trusting or relying on you. But why? He says, "Besivas hem shochem achar hagufnius," because they are so drawn to their material needs, to their material existence, that interferes with their ability to rely on you for everything. So he says, "V'im kol ze." Listen to this. With all this, mekavim lechol hoishia mitzoroso, but they do maintain hope. They aren't enough on that level to be sure that you're going to help them, but they don't give up their hope. Afilu elu, even those, gam kol kevecho lo yevoishu mitikvosom, they won't be embarrassed. Elo ta'aneim v'toishiim, you'll answer them and save them. So, a very interesting thing is going on over here. There's two levels. There's b'chob atachti, I'm trusting 100%. And then there's the kovecho that are not trusting 100%, but they're still hoping. They refuse to give up hope. And he says that what David HaMelech is saying in that capital is not only the people that have the 100% bitochon that Hashem is going to grant them that which they're awaiting, but even those that they don't have the 100%, they're too, and I think what this means is, because of their concern for their material existence, I think the stakes are too high. Like my material existence, my money, my pleasure, my health, my all of my things that I have mean so much to me that I can't rely on Hashem. I can't bring myself, when the stakes are so high, to be 100% sure He's going to help me. It's like the need is so overwhelming, the concern is so overwhelming that I just can't be 100% confident. It's so important that 100% is like too far away from me. But I still hope. And when I hope, I will be entitled to the same Hoshiyim Mitzorosom Ta'aneim V'Toshiyim. I'll be answered and I'll be saved, just like the Baal Bitochon Gomur Amiti. So b'chobo tachti alei v'isho, the Bitochon gam kol kovecha lo yevoishu. So it's very interesting. So first of all, we see over here that a person who can't muster the strength to be 100% trust in Hashem and have complete menuchas hanefesh and not worry about anything because he knows for sure Hashem will take care of him. Even a person who can't reach that, if he maintains the hope, he will achieve the results. Just for the hope. Just because he's hope, he refuses to give up. So that's one thing which is very encouraging. Because most of us, many of us, often feel, I can't be on the 100% level, but I don't give up hope. And we don't give up hope. We can be entitled to the same, lo yevoishu, the same, we won't be embarrassed, and Hashem will help us, as if the person on the highest level.
I can't be on the 100% level because I'm so scared.
He seems to say that the reason is, why is he not on that level? Besibas, with the cause of, Hamshochom achar hagufnius, he's being drawn to the material. He's being drawn to the bodily. He's being drawn to the gashmius. So I think the pshat is like this. Now, this guy, he can't bring himself to have bitochen. Why? What if I don't have parnosa? What if I lose my house? What if I'll be sick? What if? And it means so much to him that he can't rise above it. So he's paralyzed with fear that doesn't let him to get to the bitochen. That's what you pointed out. Hemshocha machal gufnis doesn't let him have bitochen because this means so much to me. I can't imagine. If there was a slight possibility I could tolerate losing it, okay, so I'll trust Hashem won't let me lose it. But it becomes so needy, so intense, so critical to my existence, I can't bring myself because of that fear of losing this materialistic things that I have. I can't rely. So he says, even so, just don't give up hope. And if you don't give up hope, you'll be entitled to the same results as the Baal Bitochen. But what comes out over here is very interesting. Fear is interfering with Bitochen. Before we learned that fear can lead a person to bitochen. And now we have a fear that's preventing him from reaching the highest level of bitochen. And of course, the answer is very simple. It's not a stira, because there's a certain amount of fear that is, I have a need, I have a problem, I want to rely on Hashem. If I take the problem too seriously, if the problem is too overwhelming, if my dependence on my material existence is so super, super exaggeratedly intense, hem shochem, I'm drawn after the gufnius, then to the contrary, not only will that not catapult me into the level of bitochen, that will detract from it, because if the stakes are too high, I can't, it's like, to have bitochen, I have to imagine that I wouldn't have it, and I trust Hashem I will. But if I can't imagine that I won't, I can't live without it, so it's too hard for me to trust. Trust is not enough for me. I can't be ragua, I can't be have menuchas hanefesh until I got the money in the bank. And even in the banks I don't trust, I keep it under my mattress. You know, I had a guy like that, we inherited a Yerusha once, we found his money in 36 different bank accounts. He didn't trust, he had $1 million. But he didn't trust anybody. They said, this bank, we had to go to this bank. We found 10,000 here, 20,000 here, 40,000 here, 100,000 here. Those were interesting days. But anyway. Yeah. So this is the idea. So the fear can do two things. So on the one hand, we have to realize that we're in a nervous, fearful, overwhelming matzav that can not only not stop the bitochen, that can push us to bitochen. On the other hand, if the stakes are so emotionally, so overwhelmingly high, that can interfere. So if a person really wishes to maintain the highest levels of bitochen, he has to work to allow himself to focus on the fear to draw him closer, and at the same time not to let himself become overwhelmed by the physical material needs that he's counting on Hashem to provide, because unless he plays them down a little bit, then it's going to paralyze him from reaching the highest level. Of course, the good news is that even if he doesn't, if that's the reason that he didn't reach the highest level, which it seems is the normal thing, he says, then don't worry, as long as you can maintain your hope, you're still going to get what you want. So it's a win-win kind of a situation.
That same theory should work for ruchnius too. When that worries about ruchnius so much, how am I going to? I mean, you have to have bitachon to accomplish ruchnius also. It's loved after kufanius, whatever terminology he uses. I mean, if I have this crazy anxiety that I have to finish shas and I'm so far behind, there's so much to learn, and I'm not going to make it before I die.
Same thing. It's a psychology. That should
also have a lack.
Yeah,
so I hear.
But here, we're talking about the things we're usually talking about bitachon for is to help me in my parnosa, in my health, in my battles, in my this, and my that. Well, I need you. So
the
lechorah should be the same psychology. Anyway, so it's a balance. So I guess the lesson is take advantage of the fearful opportunities, the problems, the challenges, the dangers, the issues that confront us. Mitzad sheni, if you really want to soar, play down the consequences. No. The old Jews in the 100 years ago that I remember, when I was a little kid, you hear them say they'd give you a whole litany of all their tzaras. Abigazund. At the end, they say, at least I'm well. Like, get the money, this, you know. Abigazund. If you have, you know, they had that attitude that, you know, don't get overwhelmed by, yeah, I lost $1 million, I lost this, I lost that. Abigazund. That's really what you have to. So that's one thing. I just want to add to this one more thing which might be helpful, and that is as follows. There's a very, very strange loshen at the beginning of the Chayos Alavavas and the Shara Bitochen. He says like this: the Bitochen, if a person trusts Hashem, there's a benefit in Torah, in his Yiddishkeit, in his spiritual existence. And there's a benefit in his in Yoni Ha'olam. He says, "What's the toeles in the Torah? What's the benefit in his Yiddishkeit? Mehen menuchas nafshoy, menuchas nefesh is the first peace of mind. I trust Hashem. I'm at peace. I'm tranquil. I don't have anything to worry about." But then he adds to it, "Ubitchoinu ala lekov yisporach." So the two benefits are bitochen is menuchas nefesh and trust in Hashem. That's not the benefit. That's the thing. How could I call? I said, you know what the benefit of bitochen is? Bitochen. Well, what's that talking all about? The benefit is, I understand, nuchas nefesh is a benefit. He should have told me the other benefit of bitochen is getting the things that you want. It helps you to achieve your goals. Those are the two benefits. No, nuchas nefesh is one benefit. The other benefit is he's having bitochen.
So it stems with what you just said from the other. I'm saying so that the teretz is what you just said from before.
That what?
The menuchas nefesh, you're not crazily over nervous about getting it, so then you have room to have bitochen.
Okay, but this
calls.
No, I'm not. Because he calls this bitochen al alikov.
Not the first time I missed it.
No, because this bitochen al alikov, he calls that a benefit. That's not the benefit, that's the thing alain. The thing is that, not it's not the benefit. That's so listen to what he says, more. Kemoisho evet chayev le torach al adoinov. Like an Eved has no choice, he has to rely on his master. Mipnei, why does Eved have to rely on his master? Rely. Shim einenu boiteach belekim. One who doesn't have bitochen in Hashem, boiteach bezulosli. Perforce, he's trusting someone else. Which I think means that everybody trusts. When you wake up in the morning, you trust you're going to be able to sit up on the bed. You trust you're going to be able to stand. You trust you're going to be able to find a cup of coffee someplace. You trust you're going to be able to put on your shoes. You trust you're going to be able to walk. You trust you're going to be able to... There's an inherent trust in everything we do. So he says, if you don't trust in Hashem, if you're not focused on Hashem, you focus on something else. Teva, people helping you, my own strength, my own smarts, my own something. But you're always trusting this. But human existence is built on a trust of something. Everything I do right now, I trust that I'll be able to do this. You know, we're trusting. So he says, if you're not trusting Hashem, you're trusting someone else. And then listen to what he says. One who trusts something other than Hashem, one who trusts something else, Hashem says, you're trusting Teva? I'll put you in the hands of Teva. Let's see how that goes. Ah, you're trusting your friend? I'll put you in the hands of your friend. Let's see if he can do anything for you. Ah, you're trusting your doctor? I'll put you in the hands of the doctor. I won't get involved. Let the doctor take care of you, you know? He says, so that's the terrible tragedy that happens. So what's the hemshech? What's going on? How does that follow from the benefits of bitochen? So I think the pshat is like this. There's two benefits to bitochen. Menuchas ha-nefesh, have peace of mind, because I'm trusting Hashem. And the other benefit is that I don't trust someone else. That I'm not putting my trust anyplace else. That's the benefit. Why? Because if I push my trust someplace else, I'm going to lose everything. Because Hashem will say, oh, you're trusting him? Let him take care of you. Oh, my boss, I'm trusting my boss. Let my boss take care of you. I'm trusting my money in the bank? Let your money in the bank take care of you. We know what happens then. You know, there's nothing. Only Hashem. So the pshat is like this, that when a person has bitochen, the two benefits are peace of mind, and he's protected because the bitochen in Hashem makes it that he's not trusting anyone else. And when he doesn't trust anyone else, then Hashem's not going to say to him, I'll put you in the hands of the one you trust. So Hashem takes care of him. But I think in this, that's what it seems to say, but I think in this lies something very interesting. What is it? What happens? What's the schus of bitochen? So I thought the schus of bitochen is, when I have bitochen, Hashem says, oh, you have bitochen, I'm going to grant you what you want. I would dare say, and I dare, it's a dare, I really mean it, I'm nervous, but I would dare say that the pshat is a little bit differently. That really, Hashem always is ready, willing, desirous, passionately desirous to give us everything we want. It's there. It's not the pshat that the bitochin brings it about that now he's going to give it to me. Hashem is muchon and mezumon to give us everything we want. And I would go so far as to say that even if there was a din on Yom Kippur, Hashem is standing there ready to give us the things that we want, not the din on Yom Kippur. But there's a problem. Because to get the things that you want, you have to be in one matzav. You have to be that you're not trusting anyone else. Because if you're trusting someone other than Hashem, then he's going to say, ah, okay, I'll put you in the hands of the other person. Now, if you're in the hands of the other person who can't do anything, then the din of Rosh Hashanah and the din of Yom Kippur is going to befall you, because nobody can save you from that. Hashem could, but nobody else can. And who knows what else, other things, any protection you thought you'd have, you won't have. Any money you said the guy promised he's going to give me, he's not going to give you. A job or this or that, nothing. You're going to have nothing. But the point is, the benefit of the bitochen is, it keeps away the forces that take away the things that Hashem wants to give you anyway. So it's a switch in direction. So instead of the pshat, instead of understanding that bitochen brings me the things that I want, I have to understand Hashem wants to give me the things that I want. He wants chesed Hashem is to give us everything our hearts desires. That's what he wants. Ha'odim lo nivra l'sanig al Hashem. Hashem only wants us to have tainug. The ultimate tainug is sanig al Hashem. But he wants us to have every other tainug in between. The only thing is that we lose it sometimes. Because if we put our trust in something else, so Hashem, the way of the thing is, midah keneged midah. Put your trust in him. Okay, let's see what he can do for you. So the benefit of bitochen is the fact that I don't put trust anyplace else, only in Hashem, and therefore I remain entitled to all of those things that Hashem wanted to give me, and there's no force in my life to take away those things, those benefits that Hashem wanted to give me. So it comes out, according to this, I have to think it out more, this is just something we came up with last night, but I think it comes out from this as follows, that David HaMelech says, "Vani b'chastuch obotachti. I trusted your chesed. Yogei libi b'shuasecha." So the goyin says that because I trust you, I know that I will rejoice in the Yeshua. The Yeshua is going to happen. But I would say now, the Yeshua is not going to happen because he trusted in Hashem. Hashem wanted to bring the Yeshua. The only thing is, if you trust in something else. So then, mita keneged mita, Hashem says, okay, I'll put you in the hands of the other one. So I can't give you the Yeshua because he can't do it. But reality, we have it. So the inyan of bitochon is trusting the chesed Hashem not to lose all of the good He wants to give us. That is an easier avoida in bitochon. Because it's much harder to trust I'm going to get something that I never got. Whereas, it's right here, mukhar mezuman, He wants to give it to you. Just don't mess it up. Don't lose it. Be careful that you don't ruin it. But really you have it all. And if that's the case, then it makes it so much easier to reach this level of bitochon. Because even though I'm so caught up in my gufnius and all those things that we mentioned before, and that interferes with the bitochon, but a person should say like this, yes, that's true, but you really have it. In other words, it's not like you want the gufnius thick of things that mean so much to you, you can't have bitochon. I have them already. Be careful you don't lose the bitochon and start trusting something else, because then you could be losing what you have. And it's much easier to focus on the bitochon to maintain what you have than it is to start from scratch. Oh, I'm trusting Hashem, I'm going to get it, but I'm so nervous about it, I can't put that trust. This concept of whether bitochon means that in the schus of my trust I'm going to get the chesed Hashem, or whether it means that the chesed Hashem was mucham for me and in the schus, and because of the bitochon I'm not trusting in anyone else and therefore I could get it. It's akin to a joke that the Chazon Ish said. Chazon Ish at one point was not always in favor of the yeshiva shel learning. He learned more the halacha and more down to earth practical. So he said, I was making fun. So he said, I have a chakira. He says, the chakira is like this. What's the pshat with chilul Shabbos that you chayev misa? He says, is it the pshat that if you machalul Shabbos, you chayev misa? What is the pshat? No. Really, everybody's chayev misa. But if you keep Shabbos, it's a ptur. He was making fun in a way, you know. Really, everyone's chayev misa. But keeping Shabbos protects you from it, which is obviously not what it means. So, but that's if you say it's a chiyuv or it's a ptur. But here, in a sense, too, what's the pshat bitochon? Is the pshat bitochon I'm trusting, if I trust Hashem's chesed, then He'll give me the chesed? Or is the pshat, no, I have the chesed, He wants to give me the chesed. The chesed is mukhon and mezumon. The only thing is that if I put my trust someplace else and not in Hashem, then I'm going to lose it. So either way, I think this makes it a little bit easier to scale the heights of bitochon, because if I have this sense that Hashem really wants to give me everything. And maybe just one more thing. I said, pshat in a very strange Mishnah. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Asei ritzoyin kirtzoynecho, kedei shiyase ritzoyincho kirtzoynoy." Do the rotzon Hashem as if it was your personal rotzon, in order for Him to do your rotzon as if it's His personal rotzon. I said, that's cheap. You're telling me to reach the highest heights of doing Hashem's will as if that was my personal will. Why? That I should be able to, that He should be able to do my will as if it's His will. So in other words, I want a raise of $1,000. So I'm going to do the will of Hashem as if it was my will. So now He's going to take care of my petty raise. So cheap. Reach the highest level so that you should get silly little things. What's going on over here? So I say the pshat is like this. Hashem always wants to give us all of the desires of our heart. That is the chesed Hashem. Hashem is chaste Hashem ki lo yisomnu, hatoiv ki lo yicholu rachamecho, v'amarachim ki lo yisamu chasudecho. That's taka me'olam ki vino loch. That's why we always hope to Him. We know that's what He wants. That's what He wants to do. The only thing is, He created a world with mishpot. There's a system. You earn it, you get it. You don't earn it, it's nama de kisufa. You're not going to appreciate it anyway. You won't have a bailus over it. You'll be embarrassed. That's the system. So He says, but He created an entitlement program. There are ways to go around the system. Mido keneged mido. If you're a mavel amidos, he'll be mavel al kol pshov, even though you didn't deserve it. But you're mavel amidos, mido take mido. If you do ritzoyna kirtzenecho, Hashem says, I now have an excuse, mido keneged mido, to give you every single thing that you want, because that's what I want to do. Not Ritzon Kirtzonecha that he's going to take my Rotzen, my stupid Rotzen, and give it to me as if it was his. My Rotzen to him is not stupid. Just like a Baal Tshuva once told me, I was learning with this guy, and we were learning, and we had one of the shuls here, and it was late, and he needed a ride to the railroad. So he asked me if I could give him a ride. Okay, fine. And we passed Weiss's stationery store. It used to be on Central Avenue, Weiss's stationery store. And long time ago. And he says, stop 1 minute. I have to get something. I need to do some work on the train. I said, my daughter asked me to get a pen. I forgot all about it. Maybe when you go in, you can get the pen. And this, he comes back. And we're driving to the train, another block or two, whatever it was. And I say to him, look at that. Look how Hashem is concerned with even the smallest things in life. You know, my daughter needed a pen. I forgot about it. We went overtime. You needed a ride. We passed by Weiss's station. You remember that she needed something there. You triggered my memory. My daughter has her pen. He says, Rabbi, you don't understand. He taught me a tremendous lesson. He says, God isn't concerned with little things. To him, whether your daughter has a pen or not is a very significant thing. And that's the lesson. To Hashem, He wants to give us everything. The same chesed, that's what we said, a whole thing from the Altar of Slabotka, the same chesed with which He created the world, that's the Samachadish B'tuva B'cholim Tomid Ma'aseh B'Reishis, like the Altar says, for each and every person He created the whole world, He recreates the whole world every day. From the Pasuk, Lo Yisarim Yedoylim, Ko Amur, Lo Yisarim Kiloylim Chastoy. What's the riot? This is the chesed that He did then was a whole world for one person. He's doing the same chesed today. Chesed Hashem never ceases. Chaste Hashem ki loy somnu ki loy cholu rachamov. If that's the case, He wants to give me everything. The only thing is I shouldn't ruin it. When I don't have bitochen, perforce, the Chavis Alavava says, if I don't trust Hashem, by nature I'm going to be trusting teva, finances, doctors, friends, whatever it may be. And when you trust, you put your trust in someplace else, then mida keneged mida in the reverse, Hashem says, I have to put you in the trust, in the hands of that person, and that's not such a good thing. But you trust me, then you're not detracting from that treasure that I have muchan mezuman to give you anyway. All right.
The benefit of bitachon is bitachon, as that was the last. The benefit of bitachon is bitachon.